We're really excited in this development. It's been a long time in the making. As you've highlighted, Council and our partners in the Executive Office in Northern Ireland Executive are investing closely over £7 million in this investment. We're redeveloping the existing South End stand, developing a phase one new, brand new Lonemoor stand, removing and replacing all the boundary walls, existing car parking being extended. We're developing a brand new greyhound track and a new synthetic surface in the pitch. So great news for the local football club, the local football and sporting fraternity, and importantly for the local community in the area. The stadium has been run down for many years, so we're really excited, and that's why Council have committed to this project.
An end of an era, nonetheless, though, to those many players who have played on the pitch in its current state.
Like it is, you know, in terms of the football club and the local leagues, and indeed the greyhound fraternity, there's a lot of nostalgia and a lot of sadness with the closing down of the facility this week. But, you know, if you take a walk around the facility, the facilities are in that bad state of repair. Everyone, all our statutory partners and all our stakeholders recognise, you know, the need for the stadium being revamped. And it'll be exciting for them. You know, brand new greyhound tracks, there's a new synthetic surface going in. So like Cliftonville and Crusaders in the Irish League and Dundalk in the League of Ireland, you know, the football club are hopeful that they will be able to have the same success in terms of playing on a synthetic surface. And obviously the benefit to us as a council is, you know, the facility can be booked out 24/7 regardless of the weather and the time of the year to play on a 3D pitch.